Hello and welcome to the August 2003 podcast by Paul Thanks.
Yes, and me.
I know it's not August now, but it don't matter, does it? You could be listening to this whenever you want. You could be listening to it now.
Well,
you could listen to it now.
Well, yeah, they're obviously... Stupid.
Hey.
Come on, let's just get cracking on, Paul. We've got 2 months to get through yet.
Well.
Stupid, you've got so far behind, you idiot.
Shut up.
You stinking blimp. Right.
Don't call for thistle.
If you remember last week, dear diary.
Alright, so I don't think you remember that.
No, I was just... I burped. Leave me alone, you're picking on me. Last month, dear diary, Paul lost his voice for quite a long time and nothing happened in that month. So Paul went to the doctors and it turns out he had a build-up of disgusting oily grease all over his vocal cords, which he has to get scraped, didn't you, Paul?
Yeah, I did. But that hasn't happened yet, Cecil, so let's just carry on with the start reading August.
Right. 1st of August.
Cecil took the mick out of me, knowing full well that I couldn't answer him back. Little did he know, though, that although he was mocking my lack of vocal emanations, I wasn't lacking the power of a foot, and that foot could kick his shin very quickly. So when Cecil insulted me for the last time, I snapped and kicked him in the shin. And then Cecil got really angry and ran at me screaming that I was a planet-like mass and he was going to kick me in my gravity belt. In the end he tried to kick me, but I was too fast for him and he kicked a poof and hurt his toe, and I did laugh silently like Jupiter does.
Yes. 2nd of August.
Turner came round today and he and Cecil took the mick out of me even further. So, not learning his lesson, I slapped Dad and kicked Tony in the right arm. I was aiming for his testicle cluster, but I've got a bit more reach than I thought. I'm like a karate kid. I got him in the arm. It was quite good. He's going to put a curb in his wanking.
Paul.
Sorry.
3rd of August.
All I can do with my existence for the moment is watch TV. So I had a thought. I can write a song about watching TV. Here are some thoughts as I thought as I flicked through the channels. I like to watch television. Thoughtless scheduling can cause derision. In my family abode, thank God for the VCR from Concorde. Doesn't really make sense, does it? Because Concorde's not a made-up VCR company. And the song's about TV as well, so why am I bringing VCRs into it? Stupid. Maybe I'll have to collaborate with Cecil on a TV song. Who knows? Now, there is a sneeze brewing. I can sense that, but it might go away if I just keep on talking. Cecil.
4th of August.
It was a yarn. I want to sneeze. It's the 4th of August today. I'm eating as much as possible. Oof, that was just a car crash of a sentence there, wasn't it? Ladies and gentlemen. 4th of August. It's where I begin. I'm eating as much as possible because I can't eat anything for 36 hours before my operation. The vocal scraping thing. So from Wednesday afternoon, nothing can pass through my lips. Which is maybe the biggest sacrifice I've ever had to make in my life. 36 hours without eating anything. Good God. But it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make if I want to get my vocal emanations back. A running tick just landed on my hand. If I'd have had a voice, I would have screamed. But it just came out as... which made for a fun sound, and Cecil thought I was doing a Mutney impression. And he said he wanted to watch Wacky Races, but can't. Don't have it on DVD anymore. Mum took it. She loves it. She thinks it's hilarious. She loves wacky things, Mum. She likes Whack-A-Day, Wacky Races, and Whack-A-Khan.
Shack-A-Khan, Paul.
I know, but Mum always called her Whack-A-Khan.
Yes. 5th of August.
I can't write anything. I'm eating.
6th of August.
perpetually ate food until 1:24 in the afternoon, and then had to stop. Ready for my operation. I'm so hungry. Why is it when you know you can't eat, you just want to eat absolutely everything? I better take my mind off food. What can I do? I could compose a sonnet. Could go out and write down bus numbers. Don't know, I'm a bit bored now. What to do? Ho hum. Damn this ho hum. What am I paying her for? Right. I'm going to go away now and twiddle something. It's looking more likely it's going to be my thumbs. I'm going to do it at Cecil right at his face, but not close enough to touch him. Just close enough to be really annoying. See what happens. 7th of August. Cecil slapped me around the face and the thumbs. Bastard. And I'm weak with lack of precious food. I can't do this diary. I'm so weak. I'm so hungry. Just one lick of an Oxo cube's not going to hurt, is it? That must be allowed. Actually, they didn't say anything about not licking food. That's not eating, is it, if you just lick it? Right, where's those Space Raiders gone?
8th of August.
Ooh, there's a tulip pest, but the sink's gone super dry. Around and around and get around.
9th of August.
Oof. Sorry, dear diary. Boy, was I out of it yesterday. I got sedated at the hospital. So many woozy-inducing drugs taken. Oh, they're still affecting me. Ow. Well, I can't talk, but that's normal after such a procedure, apparently. It's going to take a wee while, but then I'll be back. Disc jockeying. What a procedure. I don't remember much about it, but I just remember someone sticking something down my throat, and then Dad was saying to Tony, who was with me, they were both holding my hands. Dad was saying that it looked really unpleasant, and Tony just kept saying,
I've seen a lot of videos like this.
And Cecil was like,
what do you mean you've seen videos of things like this?
And Tony was, what were you saying, Tony?
I was being rude about pornographical films.
What do you mean?
Let's move on. 10th of August.
A vocal emanation sprouted forth from my oral carotid. Oh, I'm too excited. Let's go again. Let's do that take again, Cecil, please.
Stupid. 10th of August.
A vocal emanation sprouted forth from my oral cavity this morning. Oh, the joy of joys. The nurses here are very... Oh, I'm still in hospital, apparently. I did not know that. Anyway, oh, joy of joys. The nurses here are very nice. It's like being in a hospital form, but... Oh, I'm getting too excited. Too eager. I bet Sir John Gielgud never had this problem when he was doing his acting.
Yes, he did, I bet.
Should we just go again? Cecil, please. 10th of August from the top.
10th of August. Now calm down.
A vocal emanation sprouted forth from my oral cavity this morning. Excuse me. Joy of joys. Oh, the nurses here are very nice. It's like being in a hospital porn film. One where they slap you if you proposition them about bed baths. Unfortunately, I have been discharged, which absolutely terrified me when I heard that they were going to do that to me. But then they explained it just meant that I had to leave. I thought they were going to make something come out of every orifice. Give me like some pill where everything would just explode. But no, it's fine. Just means you had to go home.
11th of August.
Today I ate jelly and ice cream. About 12 bowls. In an hour. Well, lovely.
Now, Paul, I'm going to have to pull you up on your diary writing here, because there's quite a big life event, and you've glossed over it, Paul. You've gone into no detail whatsoever about your hospital stay, what happened in the procedure, or anything. I'm very disappointed in you. Well, that's not very good. What's your response? Why?
I don't know. I didn't want to write about it, Cecil. I don't care about that. I stayed in hospital on the other.
What?
Shut up. Read the 12th of August or I'll start doing the dates and you can go sit up and do your cross stitch of Henry VIII.
It's taking me forever to do this Henry VIII cross stitch with all his wives.
I know. Why have you... Anyway, shut up. Carry on, Cecil.
You're going to ask why I'd covered the bosoms up, haven't you?
Yes.
You know full well why. I'll wash it again.
Well, sexy.
Why did you?
You don't want an answer to that, Cecil.
Right.
I mean, I have to ask you, why did you do all Henry VIII's wives topless?
It was erotic. Erotic cross-stitch.
Right, dangerous. Dangerous line to... Dangerous realm to get into, Cecil. I mean, what's next? You're going to do the bio tapestry, but with just no clothes on.
Oh, that's a thought.
Don't, Cecil. Let's just get... Come on, it's taken us long enough to get this far. Don't put those thoughts in my head.
Right, 12th of August.
Oh, dear diary, my vocal is back to 103%. I did my first radio show today and people were actually pleased to hear my voice again. We did a phone-in on hospital experiences. I was hoping for saucy tales about eroticism and sexy nurses like Carry On Nurse, Carry On Doctor, Carry On Matron. But all I got was one of incompetence and very, very long waiting lists.
13th of August.
I spent the day cleaning Christella for some holiday guests that were coming. It really made me sad. But, you know, it's just me and Dad now, and if I don't do it, where do we get the money from? We don't get any money, and then if we don't get money, we don't get crisps, and if we don't get crisps... I get very depressed. So many, many holidaymakers coming in the summer. I hate them coming around my house, being bored in our spare rooms, making me wear a towel when I run from the shower to my bedroom. It's awful. If it was up to me, I'd remodel Christella and have each room be a different TV programme. And then I'd rent it out to randy couples. You could have bedroom one, could be... Strike It Lucky with Michael Barrymore. You get a cardboard cutout of Michael Barrymore pointing at the bed, saying what is a hot spot, not a good spot, unless it's a sexy spot, like a J spot or something. Bedroom two, you could do out like Country File. You could have a picture of Bill Oddie sort of looking at you with some binoculars. Bedroom three, you could model it like the Crystal Dome from the Crystal Maze. And have lots of gold and silver bits of paper blowing around you as you do intercourse. It'd be quite sexy. Unless you get some silver in your eye.
14th of August.
Countdown. The Vicar of Dibley. Hello, hello. Wonder Woman. Here's a few other shows that I'd make the rooms into. Me and Cecil had a good chat about it. I put forth a proposal to Dad. But he dismissed the idea right away. He's so short-sighted. Imagine having a room where you're in bed and then there's Carol Vorderman and Richard Whiteley, because obviously you'd go classic countdown. And you could have if when you were doing your sexual intercourses, you could hit a button that would give you the 30-second countdown and you could reach sexual climax on the... That would be very good to me, and I'd like to hear that coming out through the night. Anyway, so Dad didn't want it. He's so short-sighted. He's got no visions for the future. You've got to know that the bottom's going to fall out of the holiday flats business soon enough. The internet's going to ruin it somehow. It's going to ruin everything. I foresee it.
If only I'd listened, Paul, we could be millionaires now. 15th of August.
Ugh, I had the nightmare again today, the one about the scarecrow. Only this time it was me banging on the glass, trying to get to the spooky scarecrow who was doing a disc jockeying. I broke the glass and ran, and then as soon as I broke the glass, the scarecrow ran at me. Just before it got to me, though, the scarecrow turned into Eugene, and it screamed, "Good night!" in a very aggressive Brummie accent. And I woke up with a start, and I'd done a little trump, and a little bit of poo had popped out. Very little bit, but enough to smell. Oh, I thought all that was behind me. It's never going to... Well, I mean, it literally was behind me. Pun intended.
16th of August.
All right, is that all?
Yes, I want to move past this, please.
What?
The pooing.
Ah, man. 16th of August. Today, I hid in my room as the guests were walking about the house a bit.
17th of August.
I spent the day watching Knight Rider again. It's like I like to watch it and pretend that I'm Michael Knight, David Hasselhoff, and Dad is Devon, who's David Hasselhoff's boss man. And he's the one that sends Michael Knight on missions. But then there's a saucy lady woman. Did want to get someone to dress up as her, but I only know blokes, and she wears a lot of short shorts. So I thought, nah, we're not going to do that. When was it really?
18th of August.
I lazed around today doing diddly squat, which is a very hard board game I've invented. It can take up to a whole day. Essentially what you do is, it's a bit like Twister, but you do it on your own. And you have to squat down and sort of position yourself. And that's it really. It's quite hard on the old ankles there. In the evening, me and Dad had a bit of a chap-to-chap-chat. As a result, that we concluded that we're both very, very depressed. In a bit of a slump, both in our lives and creatively. To be honest, dear diary, I've lost my future wife to a Brummie. Dad has been left by his wife of 38 years. Tony, who was there as well, nearly died at the hands of a 2p machine. Eugene, who was there for some reason, don't know why, he's been sacked. I think that's why we got him round. Toby, the midget. He's a midget, that's his saddest thing, but he's also got impotence. And the newest addition to Radiothax is Len, Swollen Shankroids, or Len as he likes to be called. He's got tongue so big and shouts like that. I don't know why his life's crap, but it must be if he's working for us. And he's got his speech impediment. So we need to take a break from our humdrum lives. And what's the answer? I don't know. I've been talking to Eugene again, and I realised that all's fair in love and war. So we've employed him again. But he's only the tea Brummie now. He fetches us beverages. Fair enough, innit? You know, it's a job. We don't pay him, but it's a job. I don't know what to do. We're all very, very depressed. We all just sit round, like, looking up, staring into space. Just sort of, no one's got any motivation to do anything. Tony keeps moaning about he's anxious. Dad says he's depressed. Eugene says he's having suicidal thoughts. Then you ask him about them, and all he's thinking about is the BBC programme from the 80s, and he says that makes him want to kill himself because it's what he would love to do, go and be a bird watcher with a woman. And I said to him, well, just go buy yourself some binoculars and go watch birds. But then he's like, no, what's the point? Oh, fair enough, whatever.
19th of August.
We have it. Well, Len's got it, but I think he's got some cream for that. But he's also suggested something. Although we haven't released an album in 2 years, we're thinking about going out on tour, like a musical band. We could flaunt the songs we've written on stage and get some publicity hype for the radio station. It's a great idea. Well done, Len, you big-tongued son of a bitch.
20th of August.
Well, we're going on tour, but what do we do about Christella? Well, simples. We have computers. We have an automated holiday flat system that can cope with any problem that might be encountered in the holiday flats world. Oh, I'm very excited. We're leaving for the open road on Friday. That gives me one day to get ready. Toby Wilde, the midget, refuses to come with us. Don't know why, just says he's not coming. He says,
I'm not coming, I don't want to.
Fine by me. Jumping out at me, scary little dwarf.
21st of August.
Today I've spent 7 hours programming the computer for the automated holiday flats. Any questions, problems, lawsuits or comments the guests have, it can sort them out. It's magical. I've also packed the equipment, both musical and tent-based things, because, yes, we are camping when we go out on tour, which seems foolish to me, but Cecil insists it's all we can afford.
22nd of August.
Okay, it's 10:30 a.m. and the gang's all here. Oh, punch the microphone and get so excited.
Stupid.
It's a short stretch to the first... It's a short stretch. It's a, oh, my goodness. It's a short... Oh, it's a fun sentence from me. Okay, it's 10:30 and the gang all... Oh, my goodness. It's getting worse and worse, this all.
Take your time. Read what you're going to say and then say it. We've been through this, Paul.
Right. Okay. It's 10:30 a.m. and the gang's all here. So we're all going to get going. It says all twice. That's poor writing. It's a short first stretch to play an open air field in a gig.
No, that's wrong, Paul. It's a short first stretch to play a gig in an open air field.
No, Cecil. It's a short first stretch to play an open air gig in a field.
That's what I said.
Oh. The gig is just for some local cows. A farmer friend of Tony's says he wants his cows sedating slightly because they're getting a bit angry and they just want us to calm them down with our gentle music. Plus it gives us builds up our stage confidence. So the gig starts at 7:30 tonight.
36 minutes past 8 on the evening of the 22nd of August.
Damn. One major hitch. The cows are having their tea excuse me.
Don't do that. That stinks. What have you been eating?
Mustard.
Oh. Laughing at yourself.
Sorry, I amused myself. So I will laugh at myself. One major hitch. The cows were all having their tea in a big barn. So we played for the grass and the cowpats. Hey, that sounds like a musical group, doesn't it? Grass and the Pats. The gig went quite well, but I forgot the lyrics to my TV song and the Thor I Heard song. But I don't think the grass mind did. The music could hold up on its own, so I just sort of hummed along. Unlike the music on Dad's DIY song, it cannot hold its own. Which is ironic, given Dad's DIY is quite strong. Anyway, we rounded up the night with a sing-song around the campfire. We felt like cowboys. Dad was doing his Clint Eastwood impression. Do it, Cecil.
I'm Clint Eastwood, and I'm a cowboy.
Brilliant. Only most of your impressions that you did that night were from, not from his cowboy films, were they? They were from the film Every Which Way But Loose. You know, the one with the orangutan. Do that impression, Cecil.
I'm Clint Eastwood. There's an orangutan.
Genius.
23rd of August.
Well, we're on the move now, down to the small village of Nefarton. We're going to do a gig in a pub there. The Bluebell, I think. We're camping in a field near a church. Oh, could be spooky, though, if there's spooky nighttime ghosts.
14 minutes past 8 of the evening of Saturday the 23rd of August.
I got booed off stage in the warm-up song. It was my song about different kinds of decking you could have in your back garden. It's mostly an advert for a local business. The village folk did not appreciate the good work I put into it. You can do a decking, you can have it beckon your friends over to a barbecue. I thought it was quite good, but they booed us off stage. The people in the Bluebell were so common, I bet they got to Ibiza for the summer rave-a-thons. while we were leaving, I think they said that they were going to put on a Chubby Brown video. That level. That sort of people. We're just setting up camp now, at night, so it's foolish, so we can't see anything. Oh, hang on, I've got my sunglasses on. Give me that rock star look. That's better. Oof. I can hear the bawdy sounds of Chubby Brown comedy. They've got that video on very loud. Anyway, it's quite late now. Tony keeps whimpering in his tent. Nope. Computer made a beepy noise. What was that? I don't know what that was. Oh, apparently a game is installing in the background. Titanfall 2 is installing. 46 gigabytes. That's massive. Why is that doing that?
Paul, this is not diary interesting related.
It's just what's happening now, Cecil. It's here in the now. It's quite, you know, it's up and coming news for everybody.
Yes, well, people aren't interested in what's happening now. They're interested in what's happening in 2003.
Right, okay. It's quite late now. Tony keeps whimpering and, oh, something's growling. Oh, I should turn my torch off. It's probably attracting attention of a monster. Oof. Sorry now. I can't really write with my torch turned off. I'll have to leave it on. Wolf be damned. Oof. I better fall asleep full of fear and not beer, which is what I wanted to fall asleep full of. They weren't servers in the pub. They just wanted us out. Don't know why. They warned us to stick to the path, lads. Don't know why. Weird countryside bumpkins.
24th of August.
Another day, another show. But oh, what a night. My neck hurts. I forgot to mention how we're travelling. Well, Len has a converted ice cream van. It's just big enough for all of us. There's still a freezer in it, but it doesn't work. And Len's been living in it until recently. Actually, for the last 2 weeks, Len's been living in a monastery. He's not a monk, but they took him in because he was in a riot state, apparently. His wife left him, and he just went wrong. He went a bit wrong. Excuse me, just going to have a drink of water. Yeah.
Don't drink water while you're doing this, please. Pause it and then take a drink, stupid boy.
Sorry. Len and Tony be getting on very well because they've got similar backgrounds, in as much as that they both had both been attacked by a flock of swans. Tony was attacked in 1984 when they took off his Wellington boot and flew away with it, and he had to hop back to his car. And Len got attacked in 1995. I don't know why or how he got attacked by swans, but he definitely did. He didn't want to talk about church. Oh, sorry, a moth attack. I had my tent flaps open and I must have been attracted to my torchlight. Today's gig was a buskathon in a lay-by near Beverly, but it was on a dual carriageway. Nobody stopped to listen to us. Very ungrateful audience.
25th of August.
It's nearly September.
No gig today as it's a bank holiday. Cecil thought there'd be no one around. Cecil also woke up this morning thrusting on me. So I guess the nighttime thrusts were running the family. I think I better describe our living quarters, actually. Dad and me are in the big four-man tent. It's got I Love Spam painted on the sides. We've got some of the musical equipment in the tent with us. Tony and Eugene are in the other tent. And there says Bon Jovi Rocks My World painted on the side. And Len's in his one-man tent, which is just the Last Starfighter tent. It's quite good. Bit dishevelled now because it's quite old, but that right. We're meant to be taking it in turns in the one-man tent, but we're all too scared because we keep hearing noises at night and we want to be cuddled up with another person that we can use as a human shield. Geneva Convention be damned.
26th of August.
Today is Tony's birthday. He's 47. And to celebrate his birthday, obviously, we went to a posh restaurant, Pizza Chef. No, I've not spelled that wrong, not Pizza Chef, Pizza Chef. It's a Native American based pizza restaurant. A bit pricey, but mind you, Tony's paying because it's his birthday, so I got the biggest one I could and had it topped with absolutely everything that wasn't a vegetable.
It was absolutely lovely.
We sat round the table and reminisced how we first met Tony. When I first met him, he was canvassing for a popular adult magazine. He came up to me and Dad and started asking what we'd like to know. The ratio of articles to pictures we'd like to see in his pornographical magazine. But Dad was so impressed with his method of questioning that Cecil gave him a radio job right there and then. That was about 8 years ago, I think. But today was all about our future together, so we all went to Laser Quest where we pretended to murder each other. It was great. My team lost because they had me on, and I got PTSD and was just lying on the floor crying. Then we went to a pub for a few rounds of darts and booze. Then back to the camp for an even more booze. Then a scary sing-song. And then a scary sing-along. Then a bawdy sing-along. I don't know what a scary sing-along... Oh, yes. I remember it's when Cecil used to tell horror stories, but he sung them. Very spooky around a campfire. We didn't get to bed till 5 in the morning. It was actually one of the most super best, socially well-adjusted nights out with the lads I've ever had. Except that I'm lying in the tent now and I can hear Tony weeping. He's in the tent next to mine. And he just keeps going on about how his life hasn't lived up to what he expected it to be. He hasn't achieved anything. He's irrelevant now. Just all I could hear him is, I'm irrelevant. I'm irrelevant. But I thought he was saying he was an elephant. And I just kept shouting, Tony, you're not an elephant. Don't do yourself like that. You're not an elephant. Stupid.
27th of August.
Down to the business of this tour. Dad wants to do a 42-day... Dad wants to do a 42-day tour with one... Oh, my goodness. With at least one gig a day in a row. Fat chance. Today we played a song in a village called Gromont, which is Heartbeat Country. We meant to play the village hall there, but it went very, very badly. A, we got the wrong night. It's tomorrow night we've been booked in. So we got asked to leave because they were doing wicker work. They had a wicker basket class. So we had to leave, which we did. And then Eugene shouted a swear word at one of the old dears as we were walking out. And I heard her saying she was flabbergasted at such behaviour from someone as old as Eugene. So we started busking outside the building. And then the police came. But they weren't quaint 1960s style police. They were nasty police. Fascists. They made us move on back to the campsite. And just for the rest of the night, Cecil just kept saying,
there are rat bags round here. Rat bags.
I thought he was saying grot bags. And I was like, I'd love to see grot bags. Where is she? But Cecil didn't understand what I was talking about.
28th of August. Well, the
42 gigs started today, and the first one, take two, was the Gromont Village Hall. It's for a children's party, so we couldn't do our body numbers, which cut our set down to about 6 minutes. Then we had to jam for the other 2 hours. We did the music for Pass the Parcel and Musical Chairs. It was quite fun. We got paid as well. £50. Couldn't believe it, but split that five ways. £10 each, not bad. Most I've ever been paid. It's good because for the past few days we've been living off just ice cream cones. They're so dry. And then we got back to... Oh! Something scratching at the outside of the tent, dear diary. I'm speaking this into my dictaphone now. It's moving up the tent towards my head. Oh, it's on the outside, it's coming closer. I just screamed. Oh. I'm stuck in my sleeping bag. I can't move for fear. I can roll though. I'm rolling. Okay. I'm on top of Cecil now. Always push me off. Oh, I think it's just a hedgehog. Cecil says it's just a hedgehog. Oh, I can see it now. Oh, it's just a hedgehog. It looks like... Oh, it's quite cute. It's got a nice kind face. I hate tents. I'd sleep in the ice cream van, but Len's gone in there. He keeps crying in the night, and it's just getting a bit noisy. So, he's gone in the ice cream... Oof. The ice cream van. Lucky bugger. I'd love to go to sleep looking at pictures of ice creams. I think the Zoom's my favourite ice cream. I don't like a 99. I'm scared that the flake will poke me in the eye.
29th of August.
Second gig today? Well, we're busking in Pickering next to a charity shop. Help the aged, actually, I think. We only got to play 4 minutes before the biddy came out and moved us on. She was moaning about them needing spare change more than they're us. Said she didn't know what our living conditions are like. How wrong she was. Tomorrow we're playing some big rock gig in a farm in the middle of nowhere. We were booked at the last... I don't know what time we're on at all. I wonder if there'll be a sheep dip jacuzzi. I could do with one. I haven't had a bath in weeks. Instinct. Anyway, night-night, gentlemen. Night-night.
30th of August.
Well, we played the gig in Bushwhacker or something. Don't know what it was, the Bushwhacker Festival. Full of disgusting hippie types. Oh, they stank worse than I do. Where do they get them woody jumpers from? What is it with the baggy multicoloured trousers that they wear? Why do they dress like that? Hated it. Eugene got in a foul mood at one point in the set. He called over a chap who looked like he was having a really good time, and then Eugene just spat right into his mouth just because the guy was dancing and not sitting down and listening to the music. Oh, and we got asked to leave. Not asked, they just threw some boiled rice at us and a bit of brown rice hit me in the mouth and I ran away screaming, so we all had to go. We're not speaking to Eugene. He's been relegated to the one-man tent. And his trumps can just wallow in there with him.
Serves him right. Serves him right, right, don't it?
31st of August.
Last night was bloody freezing. I woke up at 7:30 this morning with Cecil cuddled up to me. Thankfully he didn't have a young man. And neither did I. Today was a gig in a church. Well, an abbey. My Whitby Abbey. I couldn't feel my hands after 20 minutes as it was so cold in there. We did get a small round of applause from a Chinese couple, or Japanese, not sure. Could have been Hawaiian, for all I know. And then we thought, well, we'll pack up the ice cream van and we'll just go down the seafront and sell ice creams. Well, at least that's what people seemed to think we were doing as we drove around town. So many people tried to stop us and buy one. So they stopped us and we just started singing a cappella at them. And they just sort of walked off confused and a bit disgusted.
And that's all she wrote for August.
God, we've still got September to do, Cecil.
Yes, I know we do.
Well, enjoy that, listeners. That's what happened in August.
Do we have any Radio Thacks episodes to put out?
I've absolutely no idea, Cecil, what's going on. Let's just get these recorded and worry about the admin afterwards.
Yes, if you'd like to donate money to our website for this shit, then please donate via the donate button.
What are you talking about, Cecil?
People can donate money via PayPal now to us if they wanted to for this tosh.
Why?
Because it costs us a fortune every year to renew the website.
It's not free?
No, because it's not flicking free. 80 quid a year.
Jesus.
Yes.
Are you looking at me like that for? I'm not giving you any money for it.
It's your pet project. I'm supposed to be retired.
Yeah, well... You are, aren't you? You don't do anything round here anymore. I had to clean a toilet the other week, ladies and gentlemen. It made me sick. Which is ironic, because I was sick in it and then made Cecil clean it up, so...
That's not a very nice thing to leave at the end of a podcast, Paul.
So sorry. So sorry.
See you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Christmas.
Christmas.